Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is the last weekday of July 2021, also known as Friday, July 30th. And welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, yesterday we informed you of a missing person, Michelle Ackley, who was last seen on July 26th around 7 p.m., pushing a wheelchair. As of 2:30 p.m. yesterday, she has been located. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office would like to thank everyone involved with this search. And the Wauchula Police Department responded to multiple vehicle burglaries on July 28th, all of which were to unlocked vehicles. These burglaries occurred during the overnight hours between July 27th and 28th. During the investigation, they've obtained surveillance video of the suspect and are working on several leads, but they need your assistance in identifying the subject in the video. They ask if you have any information regarding the suspect to please contact Detective Sergeant C. LaConte at 863-773-3265. Once again, that's Detective Sergeant C. LaConte at 863-773-3265. Or if you wish to remain anonymous, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477 or **TIPS from a cell phone. Remember, if your tips help in this investigation, you could be eligible for a cash reward. A surveillance video can be found on the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page. Your local events today is Fun Friday at Heritage Park in downtown Wauchula. Come on down and enjoy a variety of fun outdoor activities, weather permitting, brought to you by Main Street Wauchula. Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw and 1310 WAUC will host their second annual First Responder Appreciation Day show on Friday, August 6th, and they invite you to join the show by calling in to 863-773-WAUC. That's 863-773-9282. And express your appreciation to our local first responders. Guest speakers will be sharing stories about their experiences as first responders, plus much more. The show will be broadcast live from Vision Ace Hardware in Wauchula. Fire trucks and other first responder equipment will be on site for touring. Bring your family to Vision Ace Hardware at 225 East Oak Street to show your appreciation to those that protect us 24/7. And what do you get when you cross four bases, three outs, two teams, and one winner? It is the Guns N' Hoses softball tournament coming up on Saturday, August 7th, right after the First Responder Show. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office will take on Hardy County Fire Rescue at the Hardy Senior High School softball field. Tickets are only $5, and admission is free for children under 10. You can pre-order your tickets now at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office building, 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula, or you can purchase them at the gate on game day. All proceeds will benefit the 2021 Brotherhood ride to New York City, supporting the families of fallen first responders. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Peace River Electric is looking for a systems control dispatcher. A high school diploma or GED is required. Debut Development is hiring for labor positions in their Wauchula facility. For consideration, you must apply in person at 897 South 6th Avenue in Suite 1. You must bring a resume with you or you will not be considered for employment. Once again, you'll need to apply in person. The address is 897 South 6th Avenue, Suite Number 1. You must have a resume with you or you will not be considered for employment. And Burger King in Wauchula is looking for crew members. Candidates with a desire for increasing responsibility are preferred for these positions. A flexible schedule is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 88 degrees out, feels like 100, partly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 11, extreme. Wind southwest at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity is 63%, extremely humid. Dew point 74, the cloud cover 46%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling all the way up at the observable 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, with a 40% chance of rain. Heat index values up to 105. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s, west winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Saturday, mostly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 40% chance of rain, heat index values up to 106, and Saturday night mostly clear with lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. An Alabama man now owns the title of World Livestock Auctioneer Champion. According to alphafarmers.org, Chuck Bradley began auctioneering for a high school talent show and then relied on the internet to teach him how to sell. Then, June 7th, the now 28-year-old Bradley won the 2021 Livestock Marketing Association contest in Nashville. The Rockford native is a full-time auctioneer selling cattle each Monday at Montgomery Stockyards and Tuesdays at Coleman Stockyard. The Summer Olympics may be in Japan this year, but Team USA was on home turf when they took the field for the opening ceremony. According to the University of Georgia College of Ag and Environmental Sciences, the Japan National Stadium's field is currently sodded with TIFF Sport Bermuda grass developed in South Georgia. One of the many grass varieties created at the University of Georgia's Tifton campus, TIFF Sport is a dense, medium to fine textured grass bred to withstand sports field traffic while tolerating herbicides. Consumers in China can finally enjoy fresh blueberries from the United States. FreshPlaza.com reports the U.S. Highbush Blueberry Council teamed up with Pagoda, a Chinese fruit retailer, to hold the first ever promotion of U.S. fresh blueberries in mainland China. To gain access to China, the U.S. government and the USHBC worked with China's customs authorities to develop export phytosanitary protocols for fresh blueberries, with a breakthrough in May of 2020.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA food price analysts say their earlier predictions for food prices were pretty spot on, but they are making some changes in the forecast for meat prices. Last year, the pandemic led to grocery price increases of 3.5%, which was much higher than the average price hike. Economists are now predicting continuing increases for 2021 and 2022. USDA economist Carolyn Chelius says this year we'll spend between 2 and 3% more for our groceries than in 2020, and even more for things like burgers and bacon.
Beef and veal, pork, and poultry have all seen consecutive price increases for the last 4 months. We increased price forecasts by 1%. So now we're predicting beef and veal prices will increase 3 to 4%, and pork prices will increase 4 to 5%.
Poultry will cost an additional 2.5 to 3.5%. Costs for livestock, feed, and fuel are up, and demand is also soaring, according to the USDA. Consumers in Florida pay about 1.8% below the national average for groceries. Recent price wars have slashed food bills for many shoppers there. Florida is 31st in most expensive states for food prices. Georgia is 34th for grocery costs. And in Alabama, families typically pay about 3% below the nationwide average. Alabama is 36th in the list of food prices by state.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to MultiminUSA.com.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks pushing higher on Wall Street, helping the S&P 500 claw back from the ground that it lost over the previous 2 days and turn slightly higher for this week. The benchmark index added 0.4%, helped by gains in technology companies and banks. Investors were underwhelmed by the market debut of online brokerage Robinhood, which closed 8.4% below its IPO price after a day of jagged trading. Pizza Hut owner Yum Brands and Ford rose after reporting solid earnings. The Dow gained 153 points today to 35,084. The Nasdaq was up 15 to 14,778. The S&P 500 tacked on 18 points to 4,419. New York oil rose $1.23, closing at $73.62 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Yuli Gurriel fell a triple shy of the cycle while driving in three runs to lead the AL West, leading Houston Astros to 11-4 win over Seattle. Astros starting and winning pitcher Jake Odorizzi, who allowed three runs over five and a third, says they played really well after dropping the series opener Monday 11-8.
You know, we could have really had a bad series after that first loss, but you know, credit to our guys for sticking through it and really just kind of flushing it and moving forward.
Aaron Judge had a tie-breaking single and a two-run 10th, giving New York a 3-1 win over Tampa Bay. Judge's single to center field just got by shortstop Wander Franco, who spoke through an interpreter.
You know, I was trying my best just to stop the ball from being a hit. I know the location of where he hit it, it was pretty tough. I was doing the best I could just at least knock it down, but fortunately got past.
Rays have dropped three straight. They're 2.5 games behind East leader Boston, who split a doubleheader with Toronto. The Red Sox losing the first game 4-1, but winning the second 4-1. This is SRN Sports. Michael Taylor's two-out single in the 10th gave Kansas City a 3-2 win over Chicago. The White Sox hold an 8.5 game lead atop the AL Central despite dropping 5 of 7. Detroit was out-homered 7-0, yet they still managed to win, beating Minnesota 17-14. In the National League, Adrian Hauser's five scoreless innings gave Central leader Milwaukee a 7-3 win over Pittsburgh. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, Adrian was sharp tonight. I mean, just in control of the game, really, from kind of the outset. And I thought he had 97 tonight.
Outfielder Michael Conforto threw out the potential tying run at the plate in the ninth to preserve the Mets' 2-1 victory over the Braves. The NL East leaders move 5 games ahead of Atlanta. Los Angeles beat San Francisco 8-0 as the Dodgers pull back within 2 games of the West leading Giants. It was Cincinnati 8, Chicago 2, Washington at Philadelphia postponed. Interleague finals, Cleveland 7, St. Louis 2, Oakland 10, San Diego 4. Baltimore 8, 7 over Miami. Arizona 3, Texas 2, the LA Angels 8, Colorado 7. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Or if you can't stop in, you can stop by online anytime, anywhere at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for today: the best way to continue having prayer in schools is to keep having standardized testing. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great weekend, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.